Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right.
Nice
to have you along. It's me, Rop, and Big Sook's still in Italy. He'll be back on Monday, the 6th, I believe. Or is that the 5th? 5th or the 6th? I think the 6th.
I think, who cares? Monday.
I think Monday's the 5th because
it's cares?
Cinco de Drinko.
That's right. Yeah,
look at us. We're definitely not booze hounds.
No. Is it the 5th?
It is the 5th on Monday.
Okay, yeah, he'll be back Monday. That's Patrick Harris, everybody.
There ain't much of us. There ain't much of us.
We've also got Sprint Tri Clydesdale Ryan Buckley here with us today.
The great Ryan Buckley.
The great Ryan Buckley. So that's the team we're careening towards in the news. I wanted to ask you, as a Coug, how you felt about the new TV deal. So this is something that came out yesterday, the Pac-2, as it were. So this is just for this upcoming season. This is not for 2026 when all the other schools join Oregon State and Washington State in a bigger, the new look Pac-12. So they came up with the TV deal, and as you know, the CW was already going to air a lot of the Cougs and Beavers games.
Mm-hmm. Did last year as well.
Yeah, so I think over half of the games are on CW, but CBS and ESPN will be combining with CW to show the home games involving Oregon State and Washington State.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be, you know, 7:30 ESPN2 with the worst commentators ever in Reeser and Martin.
Part of getting ESPN, which I think is ultimately a good thing for the Cougs and the Beavs, at least for this year, is just being on ESPN to me is better than being on Apple or some deal with Hulu, because ESPN is where everybody else plays. And yes, the reason ESPN wants those games is because of that late window, the West Coast mm-hmm. window. And so that is an area where you have an in to get on ESPN, and that's what ultimately made the decision.
And if you have ESPN, like whatever, however you stream, cable, however you do it, if you have ESPN, you probably have CW as well. Is CW free TV?
I think CW...
CW antenna
is
TV?
Part of broadcast,
yes,
it might be.
I think it is.
We went through this...
I think it's 703.
We went through this not too long ago.
We all know the show's on the CW.
And I think that CW has better distribution than most any of these other channels.
Yeah, so it's kind of like if you have ESPN, you have CW. But you're right. It's an aesthetic thing. It's a branding thing.
You want to play on ESPN.
It's like, well, who the Cougs playing tonight? And you're like, oh, you know, we got a big game against, Fresno State. Oh, sweet, man. What channel is that on? Oh, it's on CW at 7 o'clock. And they're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on ESPN, too. Oh, cool. Maybe I'll tune in.
Well, I mean, you remember, as I'm sure you do being a Coug, that, you know, they were talking about, oh, you're going to have to do a deal with, like, some off, like, YouTube TV or something really new and different. And
Apple was the scary one.
Apple.
Now, I'm an Apple subscriber, so it didn't really bother me. But from a large standpoint, that's terrifying. It's like the MLS. You know, we talk about, I'm a diehard Timbers fan, and I got a bunch of friends that love the MLS. And we talk about it. My sports friends are always like, the Apple TV deal with MLS, what a stupid endeavor.
It hasn't worked, has it?
It kind of has, because what you got to remember is that most people that are MLS fans, man, they don't care about the NFL. They don't care about basketball. They pay, that's their sports.
But I thought the numbers were way down.
I'm sure they're not great, but that was the that was the risk they were willing to take.
So I think with that, the people who really care will still go and get blinded, but you've made the barrier of entry for the more casual fan way higher.
Exactly. They banked on...
It seems like a mistake.
They banked on... Agreed. It's like a bar that...
You're cutting off a broader audience.
We serve our regulars, but I'm not worried about bringing in new. Because, yeah, the bar's profitable, and we do just fine.
Okay, well, I don't... That seems to be a mistake to me, but whatever. You guys are now going to be on CBS, CW, and ESPN. The Apple Cup gets a new home. It'll be on CBS now.
Great. I'm excited. I'm more excited that the Huskies are coming to Pullman than anything.
Well, no, this game, I think it's at it's up in Seattle.
Is it in? Oh, but we're this the home year. Team this year?
Yeah.
We're the home team? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's neutral.
It'll be at Lumen.
Yeah, it'll be at Lumen, but it'll be
then on. Then we go back to home and away.
But it's, yeah, I think they do after, yes. But it's on CBS. So anyway, as a Coug, how are you guys feeling? Like, what is it like being a Coug thinking about the future of football?
I think you have two different hats. I think the future is up in the air. So you're kind of just waiting kind of to see. You know, I see some things, you know, I'm a big college basketball guy and more so than college football. And I think one thing I got really excited about the creation of the new Pac-12 was that this sounds like this is going to be a basketball program, basketball conference, with how good the Mountain West has been over the years, who's coming in, Gonzaga, et cetera. I'm kind of excited about this being a basketball conference. But the reality is that football makes the dollars. So I personally wrestle with this, like, grasping at straws almost, but also battling the concept of, can you just put the death nail in and get it over with? That's where I kind of live. Is it worth my time and effort to scrape and claw and try to get one game on ESPN and one game on Fox and the rest on a channel that nobody cares about when the inevitability is in 4 years, our program might be more of a D2 program than a D1 program? So it's kind of like, do I want to fight for now or do I see the writing on the wall? And it's really hard to see the writing on the wall and just accept your fate.
So they're giving you hope.
There's
a little bit of hope.
But I'm also smart enough looking around at the landscape and seeing what's going on to know that that hope is a little bit of false hope. And I think that's what's terrifying. Do you want to gaslight yourself into saying everything's going to be fine? We're going to be the best G5 conference out there. Maybe when college football breaks away from the NCAA, then we'll get another invite to the table. I don't think any of that's going to happen. So if I don't think anything like that is going to happen, why put all my eggs in this basket?
Because
year to year,
because you hope for the best. You're hoping. It's hope.
But it's also Wazoo.
It's not a strategy. It's a hope.
But there's something you learn at Wazoo.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot of hope. And you kind of just go with it.
Yeah, you guys are good about that.
When Alex Brink, for example, birthday buddy, him and I are born on the same day in the same year.
By the way, before you finish the story, or start the story, 2025 Apple Cup, I am, my apologies, it is in Pullman.
That's what I thought. And I'm very excited about that. Great for the city of Pullman. Alex Brink is 3-1 in Apple Cups. Okay. Started 4 Apple Cups his 4 years at Wazoo. His 4th Apple Cup, he got sacked on 4th down with 2 minutes to go on a potentially game-winning drive. And when he gets sacked on 4th down, we go, yep, knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Yep,
knew we were going to lose that game.
Yeah, I know that feeling as a Royals
when we had
fan.
Leach, you know, it was like, all we got to do is beat Colorado. And then it doesn't matter what happens in the Apple Cup. We'll go to the Pac-12.
And you knew full well you weren't beating
and
Colorado.
And we were like, no, yeah, we're not going to win. And yeah, Colorado was bad.
Win games like, you shouldn't, lose games you shouldn't.
So. Yeah, yeah. And so you just kind of get used to that, you know? It's like, go Cougs, you know? Like, you Coug did. All that kind of thing you built in.
This is what I love about
so
Cougs.
So you temper your expectations, you know? Johnny's the same way. You temper that.
Every Coug I've ever met's the same way.
Yeah, so when your highs are high, it's awesome. Like Gardner Minshew, game day, oh my God, that's the greatest thing in the world. Cam Ward just went 1, and I said, go Cougs.
Yeah.
You know, like you have
I
that kind of
that.
Stuff.
He played with you guys.
And he was terrible both years for us.
He wasn't terrible.
Well, we hated him.
Listen, man.
So I think you temper those expectations. So then when I look at this and I'm like, dude, this is like a 19-year-old dog who now has cancer and has hip problems and you know eventually that even though you love the family dog, eventually it's not going to be able to continue. And you're going to kind of have to send it to that farm. And it feels like that. And maybe that's the Debbie Downer Coug side.
It could be.
It could be.
Because I don't, well, I don't want to get into the predictive game of like what could or couldn't happen. But I that's what I was asking, is how you're feeling. And you're feeling like a Coug.
I'm feeling like a Coug.
And the Cougs have, like, is there a Coug anywhere ever who has a case of the supposedest? There's no Coug. That doesn't exist.
You go find our most famous athletes. Drew Bledsoe, Klay Thompson, Ryan Leafs back in the media, you know, people like that. None of them.
None of them are like that.
They don't wave the flag. They don't.
Oh, I think Clay's proud to be a Coug.
I mean, Clay's proud to be a Coug, but
is Bledsoe.
Yeah, but you don't see them when they do interviews in Wazoo gear.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
You know, you don't see them. They, like I said, they don't wave the flag. I mean, Bledsoe came out.
Well, why do you think that is?
Because that's the culture. It's just like, yeah, that's we did that.
I'm a Coug. Are you saying they're kind of ashamed of being a Coug?
No. I think it's more of just like a, that was a really awesome time. I'm really proud to be a Coug, but it doesn't mean anything to anybody else.
Just passing through and moving on kind of a
thing? It means everything to us, but it means nothing. Literally nothing to everybody.
But isn't that any college?
My kids, the Huskies are on TV, and my kids are like, aren't you rooting for Washington? And I'm like, I will destroy you.
Oh my God, strangle them.
Right? Because it means everything to us. It doesn't mean anything to anybody else.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
That's why we're not.
That's every college. Like, nobody cares about Rock Chalk, Kansas.
You care about those Natties you've won in basketball, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I watch Kansas basketball. Because that's a great program.
So you're saying if it's relevant, like, so you're saying Washington State's just kind of irrelevant.
They're just irrelevant.
And you know that. And so because of that, you don't expect anything and you're hoping for the worst.
Exactly. The only thing I will say is nobody is more proud to be a Coug than Cougs.
Yeah. Like,
Rock Chalk.
Great people.
You can love Rock Chalk all you want. And then you'd say, you know, I was there for 4 years. I even played basketball there. Or, you know, now I'm a professor there and I bleed blue and red. Nobody loves their school as much as we do, and nobody cares less than everybody else.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to challenge that over the break.
Should
a passionate college fan base that is more irrelevant than Washington State?
I don't think it exists.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard one.
We've been waving the flag at game day for over
'cause you guys are good.
Weeks.
Yeah, you guys are very.
You walk through. They always say you can walk through an airport in Dubai and see somebody with a Wazoo hat on and say, hey, go Cougs.
Go
and
Cougs,
they'll say,
yeah.
Go Cougs.
Oh, yeah. That's true of Rock Chalk, too, though. That's true of, again.
That's true of the Ducks these days.
You're not that special.
We
Coug
think
guy.
We are, though.
You do.
But you just said. See, we think we are, but you just said it. We're not special.
Well, but
that's
I just
the
think
reality.
That's all colleges. That's just all college fans are
boy,
like this.
Boy, do we feel
it's this inner circle of.
But boy, do we feel at the bottom. There ain't much of us.
So you bond over being irrelevant.
Plus, you ever been to Pullman, Washington?
I actually have not.
Dude, live out there for a little bit. You'll understand why we're all together.
Well, I could say the same thing about Kansas. All right, we're going to continue this now. I'm gonna find, during the break, I'm going to see if I can present to you a college fan base as passionate or more passionate than the Coug fans that is more irrelevant.
And I will leave the room and I'll let you have the time.
That is Patrick Harris. We'll be right back on The Fan. All right. I have been feverishly working over here during the break, and I've jotted down a few names.
Well, I left you the room.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted you to be clear-minded,
focused.
No bias aside. I do have some counterpoints. I am ready.
This is going to be a hard one. I don't know that I've nailed this, but I've got some nominees. Okay, so here's the question. So we've got Patrick Harrison here. He's a Coug. He was explaining what it's like to be a Coug in today's college football landscape, and I totally get it. I feel bad for the Cougs.
Yeah, it's tough.
I feel
it's
bad
tough.
For the Beavs.
Same to my brethren at Oregon State, who in Pullman, the Beavs fans would come to town. Excellent. Duck fans,
yeah.
You guys should learn some manners.
I am one who thinks that it's not all doom and gloom for you guys in the Pac-12, especially with everything being so topsy-turvy in college football, but that's a discussion for another day. Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody can predict it. So I get your doom and gloom. I get it. So the question was posed. You said, find me a fan base, or maybe I posed it, but it's like, you guys are so passionate, and you really are. The Coug fans are such great fans.
It's all we got.
Right.
It's what we got.
And that's a good explanation. I mean, that is that
it's
is
what
it.
We got.
So you're, everybody's into it. If you go there, you're into it. Or if you went there, you're into it. Find a more passionate fan base that is more irrelevant. Okay. So I have a few that I'm going to toss at you. And okay. Again, I don't know if they're winners, but I can make a case. I started, and this is one that just was off the top of my head that I told you before you walked out of the room. I started with North Dakota State because they're passionate. They love their football up there. Very similar, rural. It's all they have. It's all they're into. And they're at an even lower level than you are. Now, they win all the time,
mm-hmm.
but that's way down there where no one cares. What do you think about that?
Except for them.
Except for them.
And that's what that was your point.
And what's their mascot?
The Bison.
Bison.
The Bison. They win national championships.
At a lower level.
At a lower level. They put players into the league.
Well, so do you. You just had the number one pick of the draft.
Yeah, but I think they get notoriety. Like, because they win stuff, people can still say, oh, North Dakota State, yeah, the Bison, yeah, they're great. I mean, they're D2, but they're great.
They don't say that about the Cougs when they, you know, a couple years ago, you guys won...
What?
9 games? Well, I mean, you haven't been terrible.
I mean, we've been to more Rose Bowls since 1995 than UW.
Well, there you go.
Just throwing that out
right there.
There.
So you're not...
with two.
You're irrelevant now, but you've had a good program. Mike Leach did a good job.
Sure. Mike Price, obviously. I mean, we have, you know, Bledsoe went number one overall. Leaf went 2 overall.
You had Paul Wolf.
Paul Wolf emptied the cabinet, and Leach came in and saved it. I think my... North Dakota State's a good one.
It's a pretty good one.
It's a good one. But
they're on par.
But I think winning cures that. If they're tied, Dakota State
it
wins.
Here's a question for you. Before I move on to my other nominees here.
Although North Dakota State's head coach is our head coach.
Exactly. You poached his coach because you're the better program.
You're the more relevant program.
We're the stepping ladder for him.
Well, so what? It's higher than where he was.
It's the higher rung than the one where he was at.
It is the higher rung, but that doesn't mean we're more irrelevant.
I'm sorry. The judge is going to... That is in our favor.
Just because it's a more... It's a higher profile job doesn't mean it's a better job.
That's fair. But let me ask you this. Would you rather be Washington State or North Dakota State?
I think I'd rather be North Dakota State. Because I'm winning natties.
You don't mean that.
You're only saying
that to win the argument.
No. Now, at the end of the day, I will always and forever be a Cougar. So I know.
Let's just say role reversal.
I think I would rather be North Dakota State because you know you're D2.
Winning lower level championships.
It's like I can only play the teams that are dealt to me.
So you're like Montana. That was another one they had on my list was Montana.
You're talking, see, these are all D2 schools.
Well, they both are, yes. And they're more irrelevant than you.
Okay,
that was the whole point.
Then find me a D1 school.
Okay, here are my D1s. I have on the list. Now, this is... I'm going to do the worst one first. And I'm only... And the reason it's worse is because they just made the college football playoff.
It's okay. Are you going to say Indiana?
Indiana
football?
All of it. I'm talking about all of it.
Indiana basketball.
Because basketball, they think they're so great. And they haven't been good for years.
Yeah, but they can still think they're great. Nobody in Wazoo thinks we're great.
And they've won something.
And they've
That's
got
fair.
Bob Knight and Isaiah
That's
Thomas.
That's fair. They have
and
a history.
They got trophies in the case, which Washington State doesn't have.
They got one of the most famous sports movies ever made.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. I told you it was the worst
Their arena is called Independence Hall. Like, that's pretty badass.
But I tell you what, current state, outside of Cignetti, see, I'm already making qualifiers.
Yeah.
They're pretty irrelevant, but they're very passionate.
But they're still a blue blood.
100%. So you're right.
If Indiana hit a Sweet 16, Indiana's back, baby. Indiana's back.
Concession on that one. Okay. The next one I had on the list, Virginia Tech.
Pretty good. Got my
They
pick.
Are really passionate.
And right now, they are really irrelevant.
They're irrelevant. They're kind of like you, where they had the era where they were pretty good with a good coach.
Second fiddle to UVA.
Always.
Always.
Never won anything.
Where is Virginia Tech?
It's in
Blacksburg.
And I've had buddies that, one of my good friends married a woman who went there, and they go to games all the time. He said, dude, it is awesome.
And Charlottesville, Virginia, where UVA is awesome. I can't imagine.
Sook's talked about that.
Like, Seattle is awesome. Pullman is not.
Yeah, see, Virginia, okay, so I thought about Virginia, but they're not as passionate as Virginia Tech.
No, they don't have the passion at all.
You're talking about passion, the Coug passion. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech fans, the Hokie fans, they're crazy, man. They love that school.
I don't know that, so I'll let you have that one.
That one's pretty close.
I'll let you have that one. I'm curious, when you are in Virginia, because this is my kind of counter to all of it. Nobody in the state of Washington is a Coug fan. Okay? We're all former alum or students.
Yes.
It's like, that's fair. Not to take shots at Buck here, but like the Ducks are a great example. That you have the whole state behind you.
Well, people love a winner and they hop on board. That's how bandwagons are born.
The branding, all that kind of stuff. It's like that kid, like I went to high school in Vancouver and I see a kid wearing a North Carolina hoodie. Okay, I get it. Jordan went there and Vince Carter, et cetera. You love that brand. Nobody is a fan of Wazoo. We all have some form of tie to the university. So I'm curious if Virginia Tech is the same way.
I think so. I think you are a fan of Virginia, but if you're Virginia Tech, it's like, if you know, you know. Like, you went there, you have a tie there.
Yeah. Or your dad went there, or your mom teaches there, maybe. Or something.
And yes, and to this texture, yes, we know that Montana State, North Dakota State, they are Division I. They're FCS. You said Division II. I get it. They're just lower. They're not FBS.
NCAA.
Okay.
10 years ago, they're Division II.
We get it. Okay, and then the last one I had on the list, which I thought was a good one, but I think you're going to be able to poke holes in this, and that's Nebraska. Because they are irrelevant.
Tom Osborne.
Again, trophies in the case. That makes them... So the one that I had...
They had their day.
White boy, corn-fed offensive lineman. You think Nebraska and Iowa.
What about Mississippi State? The Cowbells, like, they're known for being absolutely nuts, and they never do anything in football or basketball.
See, I give you the Virginia Tech because I can see how they're nuts. I don't know nuts Mississippi State people.
Yeah, I'm with him. I would challenge the passion element. I mean, I know they have good, a lot of fans.
Everybody
has
SEC, great fans.
But and then are the other they one, as passionate?
What would you do with Texas A&M? Are they relevant?
I thought about them. I do think they are. Unfortunately.
Yeah. They're fringe, winner. Though. I mean,
they're certainly passionate, but they're way more relevant than you.
They also, I think Texas A&M loses because of the money. They have money.
Yeah. Well, and that's what makes them relevant.
Exactly. Yeah. They have money.
Whereas you guys.
We have nothing.
You don't have any.
You know.
Well, you have the number one pick in the draft. I mean, sort of.
And I think Mississippi State is in that same boat. I don't think they bring a lot to the
table. That's a pretty good one.
And where's Mississippi State?
Starkville,
right?
Starkville.
That's the other
Stark
thing.
Stark Vegas,
like,
they call it?
What, like, living in Stark Vegas, nobody calls it Pole Vegas, all right?
What do they call it?
Pullman, Washington.
The Palouse?
The Palouse.
There's no nickname for Pullman?
Not that I can think of. We used to call it an S-hole, but it was our S-hole. Like, you can't talk trash about my
S-hole. It's a nice little college town, isn't it?
It's a cute little college town.
Yeah. Come on, give yourself credit.
You can walk both. You can walk to school in the snow uphill both ways.
Yeah, of course. Okay, how did I do?
I think you did solid.
That's not bad.
I think you did solid. The D2, I can't listen to. Division I AA, that's tough because you're FCS. You're in a different brand. You're in a different region.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, but Mississippi State, Virginia Tech.
I lean more towards Virginia Tech, mostly because it also helps that you have a rival that is loved universally in your area. Like I said, my kids think when the Huskies are on TV, I'm rooting for them.
I don't know if that's true of UVA, but maybe
I don't think UVA has much support at all. I think it's more academic than it is athletic.
But I think people that live in Virginia would wear a UVA cap. Or when Tony Bennett wins a natty, they're like, yeah, go UVA.
I don't know that either.
Okay.
I don't know.
I might give you VTech.
Virginia, I know nothing about.
I might give you VTech.
Okay. All right. Well, good little sports exercise here on a Wednesday. Coming up next, it's time for In the News. Our beloved Tilly has passed, and a farm, part of it, is for sale. Here's Buck. All right. Somebody said, arguing Eastern Washington is worse than Backwater Mississippi is a wild take, and I'm not even a kook. That's a good point.
It is a really good point.
We are losing sight. Before we get to In the News here, real quick, we're losing sight, and because I went to Kansas, okay, and Lawrence is a wonderful town, very good college town. It kind of doesn't feel Kansas-y. What you think of as Kansas is like flat, arid Kansas. That's Salina. That's where I'm from.
And Pullman's not very Eastern Washington. The wheat fields surrounding it. But it's a land-grant school. It's giant hills. You can't build anything on it.
So it's like Austin is to Texas almost.
Yeah, it's a little different than the rest of Eastern Washington.
So it's a
bit
like Lawrence in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you rather live? Because you're bagging Eastern Washington. You're like, dude, this sucks out there.
Well, I'm from Eastern Washington.
I know. Okay, so where would you rather live? Eastern? Because I'm from Kansas, and I can tell you I would rather live in Mississippi or Eastern Washington than certain parts of Kansas.
But the debate was passion versus relevance.
No, I know. This is a totally different thing. He's just saying, arguing Eastern Washington is worse than Backwater Mississippi. Like, we're not taking into account.
That is a hot take.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
You're spoiled.
I have never been to Mississippi, nor do I ever expect to be Mississippi. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'd rather live in Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so.
I think if, yes.
All things considered.
And think about the humidity.
All things considered.
It's, dude, I've told this story a million times. I once drove from Atlanta to Tucson for a golf thing. With a bunch of other people. First of all, 75% of that is Texas. Yeah. But outside of that, driving through Mississippi was like, and I've never been to Mississippi outside of that, never been to Mississippi since. It was like out of the movies, dude. It was weird. It is a totally different world. Think about the weather. Think about, it's just, I'm out on Mississippi.
I think so too. And
Kansas. Now add Kansas. Would you rather live in Eastern Washington or Kansas?
I might take a shot at Kansas.
Be careful, dude.
I'm telling you, man, Eastern Washington is probably very similar geographically, aesthetically as Kansas. It's pretty flat. There's the rolling plains.
Yeah.
It's wheat fields and lentils everywhere.
Probably not much different.
Probably not
much
different.
A lot of rural America is the same. But I got to tell you, Mississippi's a little different.
Despite being a big city kid, like born and raised in larger cities, I love small town environment. So okay. Like I can get behind small town environment, but if your small town environment is going to, you know, I'm going to stereotype right now. If small town environment is going to give me like racism and bigotry and like low income, that would be hard.
Yeah. Flags. America. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I get you.
That would be.
That's why
be
you should stick
very
with Pullman.
Challenging.
Dude. Stick with Pullman.
We're Pullman.
The learned people. No.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, trucks, balls. Yeah.
April 30, 2025. Time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, and I think you should do that because these animals need a home.
I have two.
Good.
My cat and my dog.
Good. Always do the shelter thing first.
Well, also, it's a little economic as well.
Part of it.
Like, you know, I don't have, you know, $5,000 to spend on a purebred husky.
Yeah.
You know, so I've got this sweet little pit bull hound mix wren that I got from the shelter.
I just think there's something a little more satisfying. Ultimately, you get to know the dog or the cat or whatever from the shelter, and there's another level of love there because it's like they really appreciate that you rescued them from the needle.
That's what I was going to say. I think you bond easier.
Yeah, and you just love them. You're like, oh, man, can't believe somebody did that to this dog or this cat. And now it makes you feel good.
Now, my cat is an absolute terror. And that is probably from being inbred and born in a barn in McMinnville.
But I'm sure that's what it is.
But I love her.
Yeah.
To where my dog, on the other hand, is like the greatest dog you could ever.
What was his story?
We got her from the East Vancouver shelter. She was returned because the owner said she didn't get along with their dogs and being around this dog. I think those people's dogs suck because this dog's great and loves other dogs.
Nice.
And this dog is a Velcro dog. Follows me everywhere I go.
Mm. I love dogs. It is also International Noise Awareness Day. And let's all be aware, because this is one of my big platforms, as you all know. Loud mufflers.
Yeah, trucks, balls, yeah!
Let's all be aware of the harmful effects of noise, decibel level on our health and our quality of life. It is a real thing. Look it up. And I wouldn't advocate shooting out the tires of Muffler Guy, but if you did...
Might let it slide.
I'd smirk. Is it the hottest day of 2025 tomorrow? Some of the experts are predicting 85 degrees tomorrow.
Ever in the history of Earth?
No, 2025.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, here. Sorry, I spaced off for a moment. Yeah. I was thinking about blown out tires. If you shoot the tire, isn't that louder than the muffler?
That's a good point.
You want to go blow some ducks?
Like I said, I wouldn't advocate.
isn't that gunshot louder?
I just
want
to see the loud muffler guy.
The loud muffler on the truck guy is the worst. Loud muffler on the Honda Civic, I'm kind of like, I watch Fast and Furious in high school.
Trucks, balls, yeah!
I'm not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody reminded me, and I forgot to tease this, but today we were going to do the expose on why the Northwest has so many bikini barista stands.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
No.
We do.
Why the Northwest?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. When we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Because it is. There are reasons.
Okay.
We do have more bikini barista stands.
Ooh, I have an idea.
Than most states. Well, actually, Washington does. But Oregon has some, too. So we will get to that when we return here on In the News on The Fan. All right. The Hot 5 of 5 is next. Patrick Harris is here. Our dear friend Buck over there. Mark Clydesdale.
Try Clydesdale.
Our pony. What'd you call him?
Try Clydesdale.
No, it's called a...
Triathlon?
Sprint try.
Sprint try.
Yeah. Sprint try.
Because it's like not a real try.
That is not what that means. It means just a shorty.
Yeah.
Goes faster than the regular.
Yeah. We're pulling for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got to tell you about bikini barista.
Barista?
Stands like drive-thru, you know, where the... Ladies have bikinis on, and
you know, I don't know if I've actually ever seen one. I've definitely never been to one, but I don't know if I've ever like driven by and seen like hots and bikinis at a coffee stand.
I've seen them up in my father-in-law used to live in Bremerton.
Yeah,
and I saw one great up
spot.
There.
Great area, Washington.
Yeah,
okay. like all things, okay. Better than Eastern Washington.
Yeah, okay. This says, this is according to the News Tribune, 150 bikini coffee stands in Washington. It is the densest place in the United States. Now, do you guys have any idea why the Northwest, because Oregon has quite a few too, has the most bikini barista drive-thrus?
Buck, you or me? Who wants to go first?
I don't know. My best guess would be it has something to do with what they either have to or don't have to pay them based on their setup. I don't know, though.
Okay.
I would argue maybe two things. Buck just gave me an idea. One, there are probably more coffee stands in the state of Washington than per capita than most states.
Stands to reason.
So just law of math.
Yep.
And then if you create bikini baristas... inevitably, there will be more per capita than anywhere else. That would be my number
one
thought.
You're on the right track.
That would be my number one thought.
They say it was born in the early 2000s out of necessity because drive-through small mom-and-pop drive-throughs could not
keep up
with the Starbucks and the Dutch Bros, which, of course, are Northwest companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, naturally, here, they needed to stand out. As a matter of fact, the story goes, in 2002... Cowgirls Espresso in Tukwila.
Ooh.
The owner there, a woman, by the way, started Bikini Wednesdays.
You ever been to Tukwila?
No.
Don't.
I don't think I will. And she started Bikini Wednesdays, and that was the summer of 2002.
Kind of like a trivia night at a bar.
Like, let's do something wild.
Sure, why not?
And that started the whole damn thing. She said it worked great, and then they were finally like, well, girls just
do it every day.
That's right. And so now you have Java Jiggles.
I thought you were going to say Java Jugs.
You could do Java Jugs.
I'd rather
jugs.
Be Java Jugs than Java Jiggles.
Java
Jugs
makes more sense for coffee.
Yeah, Java Jugs.
Like, Java Jugs, I love that.
Java Jugs.
You have Pika Brew.
Ooh. See, puns are so crazy because sometimes they're like a good dad joke and other times it's like, eh.
You also have Espresso Gone Wild. How about Hot Cups? Do you like Hot Cups?
Hot Cups, love Hot Cups.
How about TNA Cafe?
Also love that.
Good rhyme.
Because of the rhyme. Thanks, Buck. Because of the rhyme.
Bean Keenies?
Eh.
No? I like this one. The C Cup.
Yes. The C Cup.
We also have Hottie Shots. That's one. I don't know if there...
I liked Pika Brew.
Peekaboo's good.
Peekaboo's good.
I don't know if there are any like drive-through bikini barista chains.
No,
they're all standalones.
No, well, I think all that stuff kind of died like with Hooters. You know, if you're going to be a strip club, be a strip club.
Yep.
If you to nationally invest money into a peep show instead of just the show.
What's not a peep show? You know, I guess it could be. I wouldn't know.
Well, that was my other thought.
It's not supposed to be.
That was my other thought that Buck, when Buck was talking about wages and stuff, I was like, are these independent contractors like a strip club?
Well.
So it's like, okay. You're only there for your tips. You don't get paid an hourly wage? Because that's what strippers do.
This story is quite good. The News Tribune, it's talking about that. It's talking about, one, their safety.
Yeah.
Is a problem. Because,
I'm sure.
Because, well,
because of muffler F-150.
Yes. And it does talk about a lot of the reasons they've exploded, too, in the Northwest is our laws are pretty lax on nudity compared to other states. And also, you don't have, this says you don't have to, at least in certain counties in Washington, it doesn't qualify as adult entertainment. And in a lot of states, it would.
Probably
shouldn't.
Like a lot of states have weird laws. Like I know Idaho has laws at strip clubs. You can either show boobs or sell alcohol.
Right.
You can't do both.
California's the same way.
California's the same way.
Yeah.
And most people choose the alcohol.
Well, if you ever come to Oregon and go to a strip club, you are now officially spoiled.
Without a doubt.
You don't understand.
Oh, yeah. You will never get it. You will never understand.
It's Vegas-y, only way less expensive. And the only city that I've heard, and Buck, you may be able to chime in on this, the only city I've heard that it gets maybe a little wilder is San Francisco. I don't know if anybody's
heard
that.
But do they have special rules in San Francisco?
Yeah, they do. I mean,
because in this town, you can get V right in the face.
Oh.
Wow. Yes, you can.
You can. You can't do that.
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people.
I mean, you just ripped the Band-Aid right off there. Boom. But if you didn't know that, yes.
Yeah.
And many of you probably haven't gone into a strip club. Yes, that is the thing that is shocking the first time in Oregon. It's like, whoa.
I'm even from here, and the first time you see it, you're like, whoa.
Yes, that's why I tell the story. I went into Jiggles the first time I was here. I was like, oh, my God, where am I?
The first time I was at...
didn't power the penis rocket to space.
I'm moving here.
First time I was ever at Casa Diablo, I walked in, and I had a $100 bill. I was like, let's have some fun. And I bought a drink from the bar, and it cost me $4, $5, something like that, and I got $96 in $2 bills.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is different. What's going on? And then bam, right in my face.
Yeah.
You can also get the power snatch.
God, Buck. And there goes your $96. Well, that's all we have time for.
Souk.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, if they are kind of borderline independent contractors because of that safety issue. Like, think about the insurance liability. You know, if some guy snatches some girl and puts him in his basement,
read stories about that on the news.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've heard that on this show.
Yeah, wasn't that... That might have even been at a Starbucks where the guy went through the drive-thru and tried to pull her out.
No, it was like a bikini barista stand.
It was like a stalker. Dude went there like 5 times a week, always asked where she was if she wasn't there. Like, what's that kind of insurance liability look at?
Yeah,
if you're an insurance guy, do you want to really give them a policy?
Perhaps that's why there's no giant chain. Too costly. I mean, you're only making... I mean, in the end, it's just coffee.
Now, Panda Express bikini? Now we're talking.
Gross.
Some chow mein?
I can't think of anything worse.
I tried to find the worst thought.
Like, is there something that you would not want...
Well, they normalize burgers and wings with Hooters.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you have the Hooters concept... Is there, like, what is the worst food to pair with the Hooters concept? Like, the restaurant concept? I think
New York Kitchen Chinese style would be really rough.
Yes.
Like, just greasy, gross, fried, saucy.
God.
How about just, like, American country breakfast? Like, chicken fried steak.
Oh, no. I think you get, like farm fantasies. Like the farm girl goes out
That's
and gets the
point.
Milk and then serves you some eggs and
That's
steak and hash
point.
Browns and you're like, ooh, baby.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
See, that sounds like Kansas to me.
Souk has a drop for everything we've talked about in this story he has chimed in on.
That's why,
he's not even here.
See, that's why I would live in Kansas over Mississippi. Because I feel like I would get that country style.
You would.
You know, Java jugs for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean that.
I think, as somebody who's never been to Kansas,
that's an advantage.
I'm like, farm boy? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get. Yeah. She's
country
at,
fried steaks
she
and Java Jugs, and she's got the girls out.
She works at Village Inn.
Yeah.
And if there was a better job at.
She's going through school.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that is in the news brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 of 5 is next on The Fan. I kind of wanted to see the Wang.